Factory.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. James Hardy Products, the world leader in fiber cement siding and backboard, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Johnny, come and say bye. Ça c'est bien, ça c'est le bon temps roulé. That's right, let the good times roll right here each week, every week, here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I also like to welcome some other broadcasting partners that are carrying this show on their national network. We have the Accent Talk Radio Network. We also have the Azara Radio Network out in Lewiston, Maine. Also, we have the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Guys, thank you all for tuning in as we enter hour two of the best 3 hours of home improvement information and education on the air today. And do we have a fantastic edition of Home Talk. Before we get into that, though, I want to welcome some new affiliates to our Home Talk family. We have out in Abington, Virginia, WABN, 1230 AM. Also simulcast on WABN 103.3 FM. We have out in Church Hill, Tennessee, WMCH, 1260 AM. Also out in Tennessee, out in Johnson City, Tennessee, WPWT 870 AM, WPWT 100.7 FM. Guys, thank y'all for tuning in. As I said, we do have a great addition for Home Talk. We're going to have Julie Iden from Margie Education. Julie's been on the show many times. And we're going to talk about the mortgage crisis as we deal with all these foreclosures. Julie's a mortgage expert, so she's going to be giving us some tips and advice on how you can basically save your home if you're facing foreclosure. Just shortly, I'm going to read some staggering news as foreclosures rates are up 25% over the year. So we're going to try to save people's homes. So this is going to be a very, very important hour because one out of four people now are in foreclosure, technically in foreclosure. So we want to deal with this. Also, let's see, online poll last week. I polled you last week, and I basically wanted to know, are you happy with your home's indoor air quality? 84% of you polled this show said, yes, Michael King. Excuse me. No, Michael King. We're not satisfied with our home's indoor air quality. So we're going to do some shows in 08, and we'll have plenty of experts on the show to talk about to try to improve your home's indoor air quality. So hope you stay tuned to that. All right, out with the old, in with the new, our new online poll this week. Listen to this. For your next home improvement project, would going green be a deciding factor in your decision? Is going green will be a deciding factor in your decision? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Michael King 1350 at yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. Don't forget, Home Talk is available on demand 24/7, 365. We have our own live internet channel that's now online. So all you have to do is go to HometalkUSA.com. Look to the top left. You're going to see my picture with the on-air button. Click that on-air button. Now you can catch Home Talk each day. And every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. Home Talk on demand. All right, I want to read something from Ben Ganser. He's chief of operations with Carbon Corporation, the leading manufacturer of polyurethane spray foam insulation. He's got a tremendous concern. He sent me this email, and I'd like to read it to you. Michael, we have just learned of a potentially dangerous situation regarding some bait and switch techniques in the Gulf Coast area. Some installers are using paperwork from legitimate spray foam manufacturers like Carbon, then what they do is they bait and switch and use hot tub foam insulation on the project. You see, hot tub foam insulation is usually cheaper because it does not have any fire retardant products in it. Fire testing is the main test that spray foam must pass to be legal in houses or commercial construction. There will be a label on the B side of the drum that shows the fire performance of the material. The homeowner has the right to demand to see those labels on the drum as the material is being sprayed into the houses. You see, Ben says about 30 years ago, there was a similar issue in Montana. So what he did to help homeowners, use the lavender color. It has been a very easy way to make sure that the product is what the manufacturer said it is. He would like the opportunity to share the risk with our listeners to help them understand that they can help protect themselves. Sincerely, Ben Ganser, Chief of Operations, Carbon Corporation. He can be emailed at Ben Ganser, G-A-N-S-E-R, at Carbon, C-O-R-B-O-N-D.com. Go to their website at Carbon.com. They do have a toll-free number, 888-949-9089. Whew, I got wind of this about 3 months ago, and there have been some bait and switch techniques used of polyurethane spray manufacturers down in the Gulf Coast area with all the massive rebuilding that's basically going on. So beware. Make sure you're getting the insulation that you're paying for. That's why we do this show here at Home Talk, to help educate you, guide you, to advise you, and also to let you know of problems before they even happen, or potential problems. All right. Talking about a potential problem, 4.5 years ago I sat on this show, said that we're going to have a major collapse in the financing industry. As you know, I had 3 or 4 mortgage companies that used to sponsor this show that no longer sponsor Home Talk. Due to the fact is I was disapproved of the financing techniques that they were using. And now it's come to light right now. Listen to this. Foreclosure rates are up 25% over 1 year. The number of homeowners caught in the wave of foreclosures in October grew 25% nationally over the same month in 2007 as data was released Thursday show. More than 279,500 U.S. homes received at least one foreclosure-related notice in October, an increase of 5% over September. One in every 452 housing units received a foreclosure filing, such as a default notice, auction sale notice, or bank repossession. More than 84,000 properties were repossessed in October alone. This is a nasty brew of strict lending standards. Failing home values and a tough economy is filtering through the housing market. I wonder why. Listen to this. Nevada is the hardest hit right now. 1 out of 74 homes received a foreclosure filing last month alone. Arizona saw 1 in every 149 housing units received a filing. And in Florida, it was 1 out of 157 homes. Other states that topped the top 10 were California, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, New Jersey, Illinois, and Ohio. All right, to talk about this, we're going to have Julie Iron with Mortgage Education coming on this next segment. We're going to try to save some homes here. We're going to show you how to negotiate with your mortgage company. We're going to reveal some of the nasty, nasty insides of the mortgage company, how to deal with them, fight fire with fire. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network.
With the turbulent state of the housing market today, we're all looking for an affordable home that is built to last. That's what we offer you at Housing International Gulf Coast. Our steel-framed homes and buildings are not only affordable, but they are built to pass strict building codes because we use steel framing construction and materials. All of our homes and buildings are built in the Gulf Coast and are assembled on site at our plant in Reserve, Louisiana, so you can expect the utmost in durability and time savings to erect. We manufacture everything using steel frames for residential and light commercial buildings, including Gulf Coast cottages and modular homes. Housing International Gulf Coast is working hard to put people in the Gulf Coast back to work and to give them the training they need to rebuild our community. Visit Housing International Gulf Coast on the web to see what they have to offer at housingintl.com or call one of our sales managers to give you a quote on your plans. You can call today at 985-479-4685. Again, that number is 985-479-4685. Give us a call today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Everybody wants to know, hey, Michael King, when are you live? When are you behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering emails? Because we hear you all during the week. We hear you at night, in the morning, in the evening. We just don't know when you are live. Well, it's simple. I am live from 4 to 7 Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Central, here every Saturday. That's when I'm live behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering emails. We have a lot of radio stations across the country that carry us at different times. But if you catch me between 4 and 7 Eastern Time, that's when I'm live behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls and answering emails, pretty much anything that has to do with your home. There you have it. So that's when you can catch me. But no problem. We do have our on-demand 24/7, 365 show. So we stay on 24/7, 365. So you can catch us Home Talk each day, every day. So just go to HometalkUSA.com, look to the top left, and all you have to do is click the on-air button. You can catch us each day, every day. Also, I want to invite you to check out our online store. That's right, we have a hardware store that's now online. Great products at discount prices, just a click away. Just go to HometalkUSA.com, look to the top left, where you see the Home Talk Home Handy City icon. Click there, look for the products heading you're looking for. And when you click there, it's just a, and just follow the prompts and, Home Talk Handy City. And if you participate and buy some merchandise on the website, it's 100% guaranteed. And, we do make a donation to the Last Chance Foundation to help catastrophic internally ill people. So it's a good cause, good show, great information. Just for the break, I was reading you about the foreclosure rate up 25% over last year. Now, technically, in this country, one out of every 452 housing units have received some type of foreclosure filing, such as a default notice or an auction sale notice or even a bank repossession. And I even read to you some of the states that are hardest hit: California, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, New Jersey, Illinois, Ohio. But Nevada right now is number one. Right now, Nevada is running one out of 74 homes. 4.5 years ago, I sat on this show and I predicted this. I said, I call it voodoo financing. When Wall Street decided to get in the subprime market, and I knew they were going to have to offer some type of creative ways to do this financing because they got greedy. I'm on record to you, the American people, the American public. I am not for this bailout. I know it's kind of harsh. It's not a populist decision, but this can clean up itself. And I don't believe in bailing them people out in Wall Street, because nobody's going to bail us out. So that's and then I made a big statement on my website why I am not for this bailout. I know it's going to be hard, but that's just the way it is. I cannot candy coat this situation. But now, what I like to do, though, for those of you who don't think that you have any options, you do. And I'd like to welcome to the show, her name is Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. Julie, how are you doing today?
Hello, Michael. It's always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you, Julie. You know, when you come on the show, usually, you know, we talk and, you know, how to, in case people get in trouble. And we've been doing this for a long time now. But now it seems like every time I get you back on, things ain't getting better here. And did you read these numbers? I mean, this is staggering.
I did, and I have to tell your listeners, Michael, that I'm in agreement with the statement you just made. This bailout, we don't need to be doing that. We need to be doing something else. Let me tell you what we need to be doing. We need to be educating homeowners so that they know who to talk to and what to do, because the more people we get in contact with the right department and that they do something other than foreclosure, the more people we will help, the less foreclosures they are, the less this is going to impact the real estate market. And you know what? In the end, it is us, the taxpayers, who are going to flip the bill for this.
And that's not fair for the – what about the people that are paying by the rules? What about the people that decided to heed my advice and go with the sound financial mortgage practices that are paying their house notes? You understand what are you sending the signal out to them? You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
That's sending the wrong message. Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, let's talk about your company, a little bit about your background. Let's establish that. And then please give us some tips of what we can do if I'm listening to this show and I'm one of these people that are facing foreclosure right now in some way, shape, or form. How can these people be helped? Can we save some homes today?
We sure can. And I'll start with a little background so your listeners will know a little about me. I actually have been in the mortgage industry since 1987. Now, while I've been in the industry, I worked for a mortgage insurance company and I worked for Freddie Mac. My job was to reach out to delinquent homeowners to try to contact them. And once I contacted them, I would talk with them about their hardship and their finances. My number one objective was to turn the loan back into a performing asset, because if the homeowner is paying, there's no defaults, there's no foreclosure. So that was my number one objective. But if I talked with the homeowner and looked at their finances and determined there was no way to work this out, then it was my job to hook them up with a real estate agent and help them get this property sold so it didn't go to foreclosure sale, because foreclosure sales are a lose-lose situation for everybody involved. And, Michael, the more properties that go to foreclosure, the more foreclosures they are, the bigger impact they have on the real estate market, and it is our properties that are going down in value. So the more homeowners we help get to the right place, the less people who will go to foreclosure, and the less our markets will continue to decline. So this is a way to stop the free fall. We have to get these homeowners to the right place. Now, the right place is the mortgage company, but they have to understand inside this mortgage company there are several different departments. One is the collections department. It is their job to collect in full or get this homeowner to foreclosure as fast as possible. The other department is loss mitigation. It's their job to reach out to the homeowners that are in trouble and try to either cure that delinquency and bring the loan current or hook them up with a real estate agent and get that property sold before it gets to foreclosure sale. So if a listener is talking to their mortgage company and the person on the other end of the line says, pay today, pay by the end of the month, or make a payment and a half, they're talking to a collector. Now, I want them to think about it like they're talking to the repo man who has come to get their car. And let's say they owe $500 to the automobile finance company. Would you stand on the front porch and say, Mr. Repo Man, I can give you $300 today, $100 at the end of the month, and $100 next month if you don't take my car? Would you say that, Michael?
Yeah, as they locking your car up onto the truck.
That's right, because he's going to say, lady, if you can't pay the payment in full today, I'm taking your car. So when you're talking to a collector, their job is to collect your payment in full or get you to foreclosure. If you don't have the money to pay in full, you're wasting your breath. Who you need to be talking to is the loss mitigation department. Now, how your listeners are going to get there is they're going to do this. You're going to go back and get a statement from when you're current, because when you're current, the 800 number that prints on your statement is the 800 number of the customer service. They're going to dial that number. Very first thing they're going to hear is the automatic attendant. It's going to say, welcome to your mortgage company. Please enter your loan number. Don't. If you enter your loan number, the computer will recognize that a delinquent account. And guess where they're going to send you, Michael?
Yeah, straight to the collections.
Straight to the collections department. So you're not going to enter a loan number. You're going to hold on. You're not going to push any buttons. And eventually a real-life customer service rep is going to come on the phone, and they're going to say, welcome to your mortgage company. Can I have your loan number, please? Do not give it to them.
All right.
If you give them your loan number, they're going to send you to collections. You're going to say instead, the reason I'm calling is I need to be talking with the loss mitigation department. Now they're going to transfer you to that department where it's their job to help homeowners.
All right, hold on right there. We've got to take a short break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Home Talk.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV News Watch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate, and when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction-fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as oil will. Remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hello, welcome back. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, it's simple. 1-800-259-5791. Don't forget, Home Talk is available on demand 24-7, 365. Check us out at HomeTalkUSA.com. Don't forget about our online poll on your next home improvement project. Would going green be a deciding factor in your decision? 98% of you are polling yes. All right, we're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. We're talking about the mortgage crisis, some things, some tips, advice you can do if your home is facing foreclosure. I just read the stats that one out of 452 housing units are now have received some type of foreclosure filing or default notice or an auction sale notice or even been noticed to bank repossession. A lot of you out there don't think that you have some alternatives or some choices. You do. And we're talking to Julie Iden. And just for the break, Julie, you was explaining about the system to use to talk to the right department in the mortgage company. So first of all, you have to establish to talk to the right department. You have a collection department, and you said you have a loss mitigation department. You have to stay away from the collection department. The loss mitigation is where you need to be. Now, how do you know you're talking to the right department, though?
Well, if the person on the other end of the phone at the mortgage company says to you, your options are pay today, pay by the end of the month, or make a payment in a half, you're talking to a collector. You're talking to the wrong person, and you need to follow directions we just gave you before the break to get into the loss mitigation department. Now, once you get into that department, they're going to ask the homeowner to send in some documents. It's going to be similar to the documents that you sent in to get the loan when you went to the mortgage company. Now, I want your listeners to watch out for two common homeowner misconceptions. The first is, I'll be talking with a homeowner and they'll say, you know what, as I've been struggling over the last couple months, my credit isn't great anymore, and there's one thing I know, that's the mortgage company can't help me unless I have good credit. Well, not necessarily. In the loss mitigation department, we expect to see that your credit is not stellar. That just substantiates your claim that you're struggling financially. So, those listeners out there today who say my credit's not great, no reason to call the mortgage company, no. You need to get on the phone and get into that loss mitigation department. The other thing that they need to watch out for is one of the things they're going to have to do is fill out a financial form. On the financial form, they're going to put their income and all their expenses, and I'll have a homeowner that will put down they earn $5,000 a month. They'll add up all their expenses, and it comes to $5,500, and they'll go, oops. Second thing I know, the mortgage company can't help me unless I earn at least as much money as I spend, so they adjust their expenses. Well, when we plug the information into the computer, and Michael, I plug in that you earn $5,000 and you spend $5,000, the computer's going to come back and say, tell Michael to pay because he makes enough money to cover his bills. So by fixing the numbers, I have undone my opportunity for a workout. So tell the listeners, we're telling you today, don't fall to the temptation to fix the numbers. Leave them like they really are. So you're going to fill out the financial form. You're going to get in touch with this workout department. You're going to send them the information, and they're going to have several options available. Now, we have what we call cure-related options. So for those homeowners who want to stay in their house, we want to cure that delinquency, they might do what's called a moratorium. Let's say your house was impacted by a natural disaster. Well, the mortgage company doesn't want your house, and we especially don't want it if it's been damaged by a storm. So what we might say is, Michael, don't make any payments to us for the next year. We're not going to turn you over to collections. We're not going to send you to foreclosure. And a year from now, you'll start making payments in November, and you will make the payment you would have made to me this November, next November. And instead of paying your loan off in 2014, you'll pay it off in 2015. We just tacked that year onto the end. So all those people who have had some kind of natural disaster, earthquake, flood, tornado, they need to be talking to their mortgage company because they'll do something in that loss mitigation department. Now, remember, you got to be in the loss mitigation department. If you're talking to a collector, they're not going to be able to help you. Another plan that we do a lot to help homeowners is called a loan modification. So we take your mortgage note, and if you've been paying for 10 years, we can re-extend the term out to 30 years. When we re-amortize your loan over 30 years, we can drop your payment. So now it becomes affordable. So that homeowner who had $5,000 worth of expenses and $5,000 worth of income and $5,500 worth of expenses, by lowering their mortgage payment, we put them back into a positive cash flow. Now, non-cure. Let's say the homeowner can't stay in the house or they don't want to stay. One of the biggest options that's being used out there today is something that's called a short sale. What that means is, let's say I owe $100,000, but I can only get $90,000 because the market values have gone down. The mortgage company will let me sell. It's called a short sale because the proceeds from the sale are short the payoff on the loan. And so you need to get into that loss mitigation department. See, a lot of homeowners, when they call their real estate agent and the agent says, well, we can only get 90, and the homeowner goes in the back of their mind, well, I owe $100,000. That means I got to come up with $10,000, and I don't have it. So they sit back and throw their hands up and say, I guess there's nothing I can do. I'll wait for the foreclosure sale. When, in fact, they could list and sell that house and do a short sale and get out from underneath that property. Also, by doing this short sale, they avoid a lot of the negative repercussions that come along with that foreclosure. Let's say, for example, that the mortgage company forecloses on my property. I owe $100,000, but see, at the foreclosure sale, they only bid a percentage of the value. So let's say they bid $90,000 and got it. There's a $10,000 loss. They then slap the homeowner with a $10,000 deficiency judgment. They turn around with the IRS and file a 1099-A on the loss. The IRS turns to the homeowner and says, you owe us tax on this $10,000, and we tax it just like we do a bonus, anywhere between 30 to 50%. So that homeowner is going to have to pay the IRS $3,000 up to $5,000 on that $10,000 loss. It's kind of like adding insult to injury. Not only did they get the foreclosure, but now they've got a deficiency judgment and a 1099. See, the homeowners don't know this is coming. They think that when the foreclosure happens, that it's all going to be over and done with, when in fact there are other negative repercussions. And if they had done the short sale instead, they could have avoided those things. So the consumers, really, homeowners out there, need to educate themselves on what are the real repercussions, and then what are the real options that are available to me. The sad thing is throughout my career, as I have come in contact with other people, and I've started to talk about all the options that are available, and they've looked across the table and said, you mean I took this foreclosure and all those negative repercussions, and there was something I could have done?
Yeah. Well, Julie, hold on right there. We got a couple more segments, and I know you have to run. I just want to talk to you for a couple more minutes when we come off a break, and because I understand you're in a bad weather condition right now. But all right, we're talking to Julie Iden with Mortgage Education. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast.
Weather doesn't care about your home. Weather doesn't care that you would rather spend your summers gardening, biking, and playing golf instead of scraping, painting, and cleaning brushes. At James Hardy, they know weather, and they know how to stand up to it. They should. They've been doing it for nearly 100 years. Maybe that's why James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding is the overwhelming choice of so many homeowners, builders, and architects. With the look and feel of real wood, James Hardy Siding is unmatched for weather resistance, toughness, and natural beauty. They've created a range of products that are resistant to flame, impact, moisture, and more. The products they manufacture are technologically superior to anything their competitors offer, and they'll back that up with their warranty. So check them out online for their full range of products, www.jameshardy.com, or give them a call. That's 1-888-J-HARDY or 1-888-542-7343.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back, everyone. That's right, I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, where each week and every week we have a different home improvement expert on the show, where we take your calls, answering your emails, and pretty much anything that has to do with your home. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791, michaelking1350@yahoo.com. We also like to invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects, and most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. And while you're on our website, why don't you check out Home Talk Handy City? That's right. We have now our own online home improvement hardware store. Great quality products. Home improvement products at discount prices. Just a click away. Just go to HometalkUSA.com. Look to the top left for the icon that says Home Talk Home Handy City. Click there and just go down and look for the home product heading. And then click there and just follow the prompts. And all the products purchased on the website is guaranteed by me, the Cajun Contractor, 100%. And also, we do donate to the Last Chance Foundation for Catastrophic and Terminally Ill People. So good cause. Help out the show. Keep us on the air, because without our sponsors and support and hardware store It would just be literally impossible to put a production like this together. Sometimes we hope that we feel we make a difference, and we try to provide the information to you. Let's check our online poll for the next for your next home improvement project. Would going green be a deciding factor in your decision? 98% of you have polled yes, Michael King, it is a decision. So, hey, if you want to jump right in, it's simple. HomeTalkUSA.com, look to the left, and you see our online poll. All right, we're talking to Julie Iyer. We only got a couple more minutes with her. She is with Mortgage Education as we deal with this mortgage crisis. She's given us some great tips and advice on how you can deal with your mortgage company if you are facing some type of foreclosure. And just for the break, she was explaining some of the well, some of the things that can be done if you're behind. Now, Julie, basically, it's on an individual. Each individual case is different, right? There's just not one solution for everyone.
Right. Each person, it's a case by case basis, just like it is when you get your loan. And one last insight that I would share with your listeners, and that is, the ostrich syndrome does not work. And what I mean by
that
is those homeowners who think that by not answering the telephone and not picking up the certified mail that somehow they have avoided foreclosure because the mortgage company can't prove that they've contacted them, that doesn't work. Even though they're not answering the phone and picking up the certified letters, that mortgage company is still going to be able to go forward with that foreclosure. You see, when the mortgage company stands before the judge and says, Your Honor, we've called the homeowner 500 times and left them 500 voicemails. That's why they don't call just once a month. They call every day, all day long. We've left 500 voicemails, and they haven't called us back. We sent two certified demand letters, and they didn't pick up either one. Your Honor, may I proceed with the foreclosure? What do you think he's going to say?
Go
ahead. So those homeowners who think that they're avoiding foreclosure by not answering the telephone or picking up the certified mail, they are going directly to foreclosure. They just don't know it. So call that mortgage company. Get into the loss mitigation department and try to work something out. Because, again, the more people who get help, the less people who go to foreclosure, and the better it's going to be for our entire country.
Well, what I notice is the difference in the attitude of the call compared to talking to a collector in the mortgage company where they're not too friendly. And then you talk to the loss mitigation where they're overly friendly.
Yes, they are. And, you know, another difference is in the collections department, they are measured on how long they stay on the phone. The average call talk time for a collector is 2 minutes. If they go over a duration of 2 minutes in a call, they'll get reprimanded by their supervisor. So that collector really only has 2 minutes to get you to pay, and they have to get off the phone in the loss mitigation department. There is no call talk time. They can stay on the phone with you as long as it takes.
Amazing.
So you see, there's two different sets of rules inside the mortgage company. One set for loss mitigation, another set for collections.
It's amazing. So let's just recap some important things. Number one, important, don't run, don't hide.
Right.
Number two, more importantly, is make sure you're talking to the right department. Stay away from the collection department. Do not talk to them. Call the loss mitigation. Make sure you get to the loss mitigation. Number three is make sure you put down your exact financial situation. Don't deduct it. Don't add exactly where you stand, because they're going to make the determination exactly, because they're experts. I mean, they know how to do this.
That's
obviously
right. And the better you make it look as a homeowner, the less likely you're going to get help.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Now, it's going to be some cases where, you know, they can't be helped because you got no money coming in at all.
Right.
Maybe you have no money coming in. You know, but the point is, you might need something to be restructured or and sometimes it's a temporary measure. You follow
mm-hmm.
me? Because we've done it on this show. You know where we've got them to take, in some cases, you know, guy had a 21, 22-year work history. So, you know, he's going to get a job. Now, he might not get a job in 6 months, 4 months, or 6 months, or whatever. He might not have. He might be just collecting unemployment. But he might only owe, you know, 12, 13 years on his home. So they can exempt him for 2 years instead of a 14-year loan. They got a 16-year loan. So when we come back, Julie, got to let you go. Just give us some contact information when we come back, so I've got to let you go. Okay? We're talking to Julie Iyer, we're going to get some contact information. I know a lot of you want to talk to her. You're listening to Home Talk. I'm Michael King. I'll be right back. Yeah.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Yahee, welcome back. That's right, we're talking to Julie Iron with Mortgage Education. Julie, if somebody wants to get some tips, talk to you or go to your website or even attend one of your classes and actually teach people how to do this, how can they reach you?
They can see me at my website, which is www.mortgageeducation.com, but there's only one E. The last E in the word mortgage is the first E of education. Or they can call my office. It's 919-556-4822. Or they can email me at jiden@nc.rr.com.
Well, Julie, it's always great to have you, and thank you again for giving up your weekend to come on the show and try to help people. And talk to you soon. It seems like I almost got you on every week now on something, you know.
Well, but, every person we can help, Michael, that helps in the end.
Well, great. That's right. Julie Iden, Mortgage Education, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on. Let's check our online poll on your next home improvement project. Would going green be a deciding factor? 98% of you polling yes. All right. Let's grab an email right quick. Michael King wants to know about restoring granite countertops. Michael King, my stone countertop has developed lots of tint spots and cuts and scratches. And it's really not that old. I found out later that it is granite. Ooh, we didn't even know what kind of countertops. And it is really not that old, and I found out later it's granite, and it is pitted. How can I restore it? The dealer said he cannot do anything because I didn't buy the granite from him, but from a third party. In my opinion, you really didn't necessarily ruin the granite, but you sure abused it by the using it at basically, I think, as a cutting board and maybe banging on it, or maybe some other naughty things that we can't discuss here. But call the man who sold it to it and see if he can grind it and smooth it again. And then what you got to do is apply a granite sealer. Now, the dealer who refused to help you is rather selfish, to be honest with you. He could have reground it for a top hefty fee. I would also try to find a dealer that who will regrind it, okay? Hope that can help you out. Let's see. Michael King, Concrete Garages. My concrete block garage was built in 1940s. I just had the overhead door replaced with a steel door, and now there are bits of cement dust falling from the ceiling. What is the dust and why is it occurring now after all these years? To be honest with you, the cement dust is just an inflorescence type of the lime in the concrete ceiling with being leached out by the water. Now, the water is occurring from water vapor condensing on the cool ceiling. For reasoning, I don't know. It's common. All right, we're going to have to go to some music. We want to thank you for tuning into this edition of Home Talk. We have two in the can and one to go. We still got one more hour of the best in home improvement information and education. Hope you will stay tuned. I'm Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. Yahee! If you have an email question for Michael King, my email address is michaelking1350@yahoo.com. You can check us out on the web at hometalkusa.com. Home Talk is a production of the Home Improvement Broadcast Network. All rights privileges are reserved by me, the Cajun Contractor. Yay!
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.
Did you know that?